Just when you thought you were safe from hanging chads, and you thought you could trust the Ohio lads, along comes my favorite Secretary of State, who won't release the spoiled ballot rate. The Secretary of State was also co-chair of the Bush campaign, which only seems fair. For so long the unions had an unfair edge, now we have restored proper class privilege. Then there were the ballots provisional, handed out liberally at certain precincts. It was a vote loss bacchanal, an electoral festival, methinks. Voter suppression, some will charge. Machine malfunction, looming large. And one occasionally hears anecdotes of precincts with fewer voters than W got votes. Redistricting is also an opportunity. Every year it comes into play. True, in Texas it was done differently. We messed with Texas, you might say. The Democrat Party wouldn't obey, so we removed them from the fray. This had its effect almost right away. There was only the one delay. If your name is Johnson and you live in Ward 6, don't blame me for what might appear to be slightly dirty tricks. Some guy with a name like yours will be sent to the penitentiary at some date a little later in this century. So by association, here's what I'm telling. You're a twice removed cousin of a future felon. Don't whine to me about your lost vote. Every Johnson in your neighborhood's in the same boat. The most important issue was morality. W had it carried, didn't you see? Obviously fibbing us into a war is more moral than throwing medals at the White House door. In such a time of fear and grief, we need an honest commander in thief. Sorry, I meant chief. You Freudians get real. I mean, what would W steal? Now in the Bible, 2,000 verses say that poverty must decrease. And was Jesus the prince of war? Oh no, he was the prince of peace. We all care about the loss of jobs and sweatshops overseas, of course. But the moral issue in the world today is gay marriage and gay divorce. So W's leader of the white Christian men, Kerry is the favorite of young black lesbians. Kerry voters whine about jobs and schools. In other words, there are Bin Laden's tools. Sure, I care about the death of my neighbor for oil. To read about it brings my blood to a boil. But the moral issue, I was told in my church, is clearly stem cell research. Now it's clearly time to move on. Our destiny is manifest in Iran. We are all Americans, don't you agree? Except the West Coast and New England, maybe. All of us can see W has a mandate, except those who are venting about Votegate. I wish them good luck finding their holy grail. It won't be easy with no paper trail.